Peace, love, and light to everyone. This is AD, and before we get into today's episode today, I would like to say that this is fair use, copyright disclaimer under 107 of the Copyright Act 1976. Allowance is made for fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, education, and research. Fair use is a use permitted by copyright statute that might otherwise be infringing. Peace, love, and light to everyone. This is Adrian X. Myatt, and today we're going to be talking about hubristic pride versus authentic pride on the Adrian X. Myatt podcast/broadcast. But before we get into this episode, we're going to listen to three different songs, and I really hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you, and we'll be back with regularly scheduled programming. MK. Flights. Pilot, man, attack commander. I'm too cold to hold, I'm too hot to handle. Are you flippy floppy like you got on sandals? Are you wishy washy like a sink ain't got no handles? It's that new edition, but I'm not around. Disappear on niggas like I'm Bobby Brown. Yeah, cross me once, we not a season. Searching for my enemies, they are defeated. You can hardly see them, they was gone this evening. The freaks come out at night and the zombies steaming. Need assistance just for all my DMs. Check it, and my dwelling place look like a coliseum. Alright, my stairs look like 357. Through my crib, I bet we get to heaven, yeah. Like having peace with the reverend. Have my peace like a weapon. Have a peace, sloppy seconds, yeah.
Shook when I walk through the roof. truth. Yo, peace, love, and light. This is AD. Welcome back to the show, the Adrian X Maya broadcast/podcast. And this episode today, we're going to be talking about hubristic pride versus authentic pride. But before we get into this episode, I want to lay out the songs that you just heard. The first song was by Dolo the Pilot Man, and that was called Top Commando. The second song was by legendary Free Soul, and it was called Rightfully Yours. And last but not least, one of the greatest of all time, greatest entertainers, musicians, producers, songwriters of all time, Michael Jackson himself, Stranger in Moscow off the History album. Now we're going to get straight into it. So today we're going to be talking about, again, hubristic pride versus authentic pride. So to start off with the first one, hubristic pride, that's more how it's defined is a person that is self-absorbed and a person that is arrogant and a person that has a false sense of superiority over other people and oftentimes experiences an inflated sense of self-esteem, okay? They may have not achieved anything in life, but they still feel this type of pride. And going into authentic pride is a person that has confidence, have natural confidence, it's pretty much the opposite of hubristic pride, a person that has integrity, a person that walks with his head held high, no matter if he lost or he won something. It's just he keeps learning, he or she keeps learning as he or she grows. And if they make a mistake, they're not afraid to say, you know, I made a mistake, you know, so let me correct myself. Let me take the criticism from our peers and get on with it and move forward. You okay? So those are the differences between hubristic pride versus authentic pride. Now that we know the difference, I want to read you guys something, okay? So this is what I want to read. And this is the story of Echo and Narcissus, and this is a Greek mythology. And oftentimes people want to throw out the word narcissist, especially modern women. They want to throw around the term, he's a narcissist, this, and they don't even know what it means. But here today, we're going to lay out the groundwork of what it means by reading out this story. And then I will play a video of an example of hubristic pride, okay? All right, so it starts off like this. When Zeus came to the mountains, the wood nymphs rushed to embrace the jovial god. They played with him in icy waterfalls and laughed with him in lush green glades. Zeus's wife Hera was very jealous, and often she searched the mountainside trying to catch her husband with the nymphs. But whenever Hera came close to finding Zeus, a charming nymph named Echo stepped across her path. Echo chatted with Hera in a lively fashion and did whatever she could to stall the goddess until Zeus and the other nymphs had escaped. Eventually, Hera discovered that Echo had been tricking her, and she flew into a rage. "Your tongue has made a fool of me," she shouted at Echo. "Henceforth, your voice will be more brief, my dear. You will always have the last word, but never the first." So pretty much, Echo is being cursed by Hera because she's always practicing cunning tactics and trickery when it comes to trying to find Zeus when Zeus is messing with other women. So that's what just occurred, okay? So now, going back to the story. From that day on, poor Echo could only repeat the last words of what others said. One day, Echo spied a golden-haired youth hunting deer in the woods. The boy's name was Narcissus, and he was the most beautiful young man in the forest. All who looked upon Narcissus fell in love with him immediately, but he would have nothing to do with anyone, for he was very conceited. When Echo first laid eyes upon Narcissus, her heart burned like the flame of a torch. She secretly followed him through the woods, loving him more with each step. She got closer and closer until finally Narcissus heard the leaves rustling. He whirled around and cried out, "Who's there?" From behind a tree, Echo repeated his last word, "Here." Narcissus looked about and wondered, "Who are you? Come to me," he said. Narcissus searched the woods but could not find the nymph. "Stop hiding. Let us meet," he shouted. "Let us meet," Echo cried. Then she stepped from behind the tree and rushed to embrace Narcissus. But the youth panicked when the nymph flung her arms around his neck. He pushed her away and shouted, "Leave me alone. I'd rather die than let you love me." "Love me" was all Echo could say as she watched Narcissus run from her through the woods. "Love me, love me, love me." Humiliated and filled with sorrow, Echo wandered the mountains until she found a lonely cave to live in. Meanwhile, Narcissus hunted in the woods, tending only to himself until one day he discovered a hidden pool of water. The pool had a silvery, smooth surface. No shepherds ever disturbed its water. No goats or cattle, or no birds or fallen leaves. Only the sun danced upon the still pond. Tired from hunting and eager to quench his thirst, Narcissus lay on his stomach and leaned over the water. But when he looked at the glassy surface, he saw someone staring back at him. Now, right there, guys, in some of these stories, because some stories and version of this story is different. Some people in other stories, it says that he was looking at a reflection of his twin sister that he was secretly in love with. And when he was seeing the reflection of himself, he was really seeing the reflection of his twin sister. But in this particular version, they're saying that he's looking at himself. So there are different versions of this story about how Narcissus is looking back at himself. So again, it's either he's looking at his twin sister in some other stories, and or, like we're reading in this particular story, he's just simply looking back at himself, and we're going to go on from here. So now it says Narcissus was spellbound, gazing up at him from the pool were eyes like twin stars. You see, it says like twin stars. That may be a reference to his twin sister. Maybe. I don't know. Framed by hair as golden as Apollo's and cheeks as smooth as ivory. But when he leaned down and tried to kiss the perfect lips, he kissed only spring water. When he reached out and tried to embrace this vision of beauty, he found no one there. "What love could be more cruel than this?" he cried. "When my lips kissed the beloved, they touched only water. When I reach my beloved, I hold only water." Narcissus began to weep. When he wiped away his tears, the person in the water also wiped away tears. Oh no, sobbed Narcissus. I see the truth now. It is myself I weep for. I yearn for my own reflection. As Narcissus cried harder, the tears broke the glassy surface of the pool and caused his reflection to disappear. Come back. Where did you go? The youth cried. I love you so much. At least stay and let me look upon you. Day after day, Narcissus stared at the water, in love with his own reflection. He began to waste away from grief until one sad morning he felt himself dying. Goodbye, my love, he shouted to his reflection. Goodbye, my love, Echo cried to Narcissus from her cave deep in the woods. So now Echo is seeing all this, and she's just only repeating the last part of what Narcissus says, because remember, Hera cursed her for what she did when she was trying to look for Zeus, her husband, when he was involved with the nymphs. So she could only say the last part of what somebody says, hence her name is Echo. All right, so going back into the story. Then Narcissus took his last breath. After he died, the water nymphs and wood nymphs searched for his body, but all they found was a magnificently beautiful flower beside the hidden pool where the youth had once yearned for his own reflection. The flower had white petals and a yellow center, and from that time on, it was called Narcissus. And at last, poor Echo, desolate, after Narcissus' death, did not eat or sleep. As she lay forlornly in her cave, all her beauty faded away and she became very thin until her voice was all that was left. Thereafter, the lonely voice of Echo was heard in the mountains, repeating the last words anyone said. So who, might I ask, does this story remind you of? I tell you who it reminds you of. The modern woman. The modern woman is so self-absorbed nowadays and so self-obsessed that they can't see past their own beauty. Yes, so the modern woman wants to be validated but doesn't want to be validated. And what I mean by that is she'll spend 3 hours in the mirror putting on makeup, which is a form of witchcraft, because when she takes it off, she doesn't even look like the same person. And the same thing applies when she glues on that weave on top of her head. She's not even capable of fully loving herself. She has this false sense of superiority over others just because she looks a certain way, just because she got 1,000 likes on Instagram, she thinks she's a superstar celebrity and can't be touched. And she becomes so full of herself like Narcissus. When she looks in the mirror, she just focuses on herself. And if a man tries to talk to her, just like Echo tried to talk to Narcissus in the story, she gonna push him away, won't give him the time of the day. Don't really believe in fully engaging with men anymore. They think that they too good or beyond reproach to get approached by a man or to be told something. If a man is critical about how he feels about modern women's behavior, they're going to complain that, oh, you're just being, you're not man enough for you because you can't handle me, or you're insecure. They find a way to throw it back into the man's face and let him know he hate himself, try to call him gay. They use everything possible to try to avoid accountability when we raise up issues about their unruly behaviors. So going back to what I said about the modern woman wants to be validated but doesn't want to be validated. It's like she dresses a certain way. She's the archetype of a Keke Palmer or the prototype of a Sukiyana. So she expects to get all these likes and validation from the internet, social media, Instagram and Snapchat and all that, and TikTok. But then in real life, if a man tries to approach her, then she will not give him the time of the day, or she will stick her nose up in the air and have this like snooty attitude towards men. And she's looking for a certain caliber of man too. So when that man doesn't give her any type of attention, then she's mad at all men. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I mean by she wants to be validated but don't want to be validated. So, and then she tries to call men thirsty because she dresses in a provocative way and she expects nobody to say nothing. But at the same time, she still wants attention. It's a walking contradiction and just a ball of confusion. Also, too, it's called female solipsism as well. When you present something to a modern woman, such as facts, truth, evidence, anything that's logical, mathematical, she still will not go outside of her own perspective or rationale when it comes to her behavior and the way she thinks. She will find a way to try to rationalize her bad behavior, and she will use that to justify it because she's under female solipsism. Yeah, so that is my analysis for that. Now, moving on, I want to give you an example of how a modern woman tried to gaslight me personally, or tried to be condescending, or tried to be reverse psychology. Pretty much, just to make a long story short, I tried to explain to this woman that modern women have behaviors or have behavior patterns that are not really acceptable to most modern or most men rather. And she pretty much said that, okay, then y'all should date older women, don't date at all, or go date men. You get what I'm saying? So for her to speak to me in a way to try to make it seem like something's wrong with me for having a boundary or a standard. So a man telling a modern woman what he prefers and what his boundaries and what his standards are, and pointing out the behaviors of the modern woman, the westernized woman, now we should not date, which a lot of men are not doing anyway. So she didn't even have to tell me that anyway. Or she's trying to tell a heterosexual man that he should turn gay, which is out of the picture because ain't no authentic man gonna do that. He would just be by himself before he does that. See, that's another thing. They try to emasculate us or effeminize us since they think they can't be handled or touched. This is all under the realm of hubristic pride and female solipsism. When they try to do this type of stuff, why would a heterosexual man's choice have to be to turn gay because we don't want to deal with the unruly and ill-mannered behaviors of modern women? You see how they try to use dark psychology, dark magic on you for simply just expressing yourself of what you of what your boundaries or standards are, or simply pointing out what's going on with modern woman. Now a man in her mind must turn gay. He gotta just go to being gay now, since we can't. That's the option that she's throwing on the table. That's her suggestion, is that you go gay. So keep that in mind, man. The modern woman say, if you can't handle them, just be gay. That's your option, man. I'm talking to all my brothers out there. That's what they want you to do. They want you to just become gay. It ain't no, you don't got no choice but to just go gay, bro. That's what you gotta do. That's her logic behind, instead of saying, you know what, I see your points and I see that we do need to change in this regard and that regard. They're so stubborn, and they can be on their deathbed, and all they gotta do, and the doctor just gotta say, and the doctor just tell them to say, all you gotta do is say, I submit to a man. They can be on their last dying breath. They will simply not say, I submit to a man, because they think it's slavery. Submission is not slavery. But going back to what I'm saying, that's the option that what they believe, that we should be gay. But like I told men, if modern women are a problem, especially westernized women, definitely get your passport. Definitely find your own way, which a lot of men are doing. And just let modern women become narcissists and be so engulfed with themselves that they just die alone. And I'm not saying nothing that most people have not said, like Kevin Samuels and Andrew Tate, and even in this story that we just read of narcissists. That's what happens when you're so engulfed with yourself and you can't see past your own beauty. You think that your way is the only way, and you've come to find out once you get older and the well dries up, no men are around you or nobody's checking for you no more, because they're looking at all the younger girls. You're going to live in great regret, because now you think, or you thought before in the past, that you was just going to be young forever. Nah, nobody stays young forever. So it's best to treat men with respect. And even if you're not dating them, just giving them the basic respect and not be full of hubristic pride would take you a long way. So I just wanted to lay that out before we get into the next subject matter, which is authentic pride. So yes, before we get into authentic pride, of course, we would like to also say that after Greek mythology of Echo and Narcissus was developed, of course, during the ancient times, you want to fast forward to now, the 20th century / 21st century, of the American psychologist by the name of Sigmund Freud. He gave his psychoanalytical concept and coined the term narcissism. So that's where he got that from, you know, after years of studying the mind and, of course, studying some Greek history, he came up with that concept. And like I said, a lot of the behavior patterns that we see exhibited by modern women, they fall under narcissism and hubristic pride. Okay, because if you just look at their behavior, I'm not a psychologist, but if you read upon how the mind works and how people behave and stuff, it's not hard to tell that you see who's acting like the narcissist and who has narcissist traits and who has these hubristic pride traits and stuff like that. So I just want you guys to know that. So yes, moving on. In addition, I would like to add this quote by Friedrich Nietzsche, who's a philosopher, and he says this when it comes to modern women, or when it comes to women and beauty. And the quote is, "From the beginning, nothing has been more alien, repugnant, and hostile to women than truth. Her great art is the lie. Her highest concern is mere appearance." Now, if that doesn't sum up the average modern woman, I don't know what does. Now, let's get to the video of the example of hubristic pride coming from a woman that personifies it, no other than Brittany, the 304 Renner. So, we're going to take a listen to this tirade, profane twerking tirade that she went on. If y'all want to look it up, go ahead and look it up on YouTube. But to hear this audio of her acting like a damn fool and acting like a damn hyena on steroids, man, I'm gonna just let y'all listen to this. Listen to what she says and does.
He's sitting over there, motherfucking. Shut the fuck up!
Oh, shit!
Shut up! Shut the fuck up when I'm talking!
That's peripheral.
Shut up!
That's peripheral.
Seriously, shut the fuck up when I'm talking. Because if you ever felt real love to where you have a motherfucking second degree tear, hello?
Hello? You didn't mean
it. Shit.
Hello? You don't know what it's fucking like!
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry! I meant to hit this nigga.
Wrong guy, wrong guy.
Let me tell you
wrong
something.
Guy, champ, wrong guy,
shut the
champ.
Fuck up. This right here is about to go. Let me tell you something.
We good, we good.
Shut up.
We good,
when
we
I'm
good.
Fucking talking.
No, seriously, yo, come on.
Yo, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hit you. I meant to hit that nigga. Because you sitting over here laughing.
Alright, chill. Relax.
I ain't chilling.
Relax.
Because at the end of the day, it ain't your pussy. Hey, listen. I hear you.
Nah, it ain't cool, man. For real. I'm not part of this.
Hey, listen. That's fine. But guess what? You protecting him is what it is. Is it not? Is it not? Is it not?
She hit the wrong nigga.
Hey, don't be sitting over here laughing. Let me tell you, I ain't talking to you. I ain't talking to him right here. I ain't talking to me. Then bat me in my shit then.
She cool.
Bat me in my shit.
Apologies, champ.
Bat me in my shit.
I don't hit women, yo.
That's all
right.
This
shit's fucking. Right here. Trip it out. We're good.
Apologies, champ.
At the end of the day.
For real.
All right. I don't give a fuck you're talking about lady. I don't care. At the end of the day, nobody knows what I went through. Nobody knows what I'm going through. So nobody, you, him, whoever the fuck, you don't get to sit here and talk about shit. Ain't nobody drunk bitch talking about nothing. What's up?
We family here.
What's up?
We family here.
What's up?
Champ, no.
I ain't talking about nothing.
We ain't champ.
We ain't talking about nothing.
We family.
This is Charleston's people, not mine. It's Charleston's people.
No, we family.
He say you all right.
I ain't no fucking security, bitch.
I don't give a fuck what you talking about.
Champ.
Bat me in my shit then.
It's all good.
Bat me in my shit then.
Come on.
Then shut the fuck up.
Chill.
Let's relax.
All right,
let's reset the room.
So, did you guys hear this hyena go off on a tirade? She was drunk. She was mad that they was laughing at her. Really had no business being on the podcast, but I guess the guy name is Danza, or the show name is called Danza, and they were looking for more content and clout, so they went and got the famous 304 that is full of hubristic pride, and she personifies it and she just threw water on one of Charleston White's people, and she went off on one of the guys that supposedly was with Charleston White. And you can see Charleston White, including the other hosts, they were kind of laughing it off and being cool, but they really kind of should have, all those guys really should have checked her. They all really should have, you know, should have said, you know what, they either should have ended the show or they should have set her straight right then and there. But to me, and I like Charleston White, but I hate to say this, but he kind of had they all had a beta moment, because ain't no way in hell you gonna come on my show, my podcast, and throw water and disrespect other guys that are on the show. You know what I'm saying? See, this is what I'm talking about. Women can get away with murder, or they get rewarded for bad behavior. And you can hear her say, when she kind of stopped herself, this is going to go viral. But she didn't say it, but you can hear, if you play this back, you can hear her saying that. So she was trying to make a viral moment. You get what I'm saying? So this is a woman that is full of hubristic pride. You get what I'm saying? So now we want to fast forward to a woman that actually has authentic pride. Her name is Olivia Alexa. She's a speaker, she's an entrepreneur, and she's a motivator. Okay? So listen to what she has to say.
Maybe it's because I didn't grow up with much, but I feel like people put way too much importance on money and the monetary cost of things. It's one thing to want to live comfortably, but it's another thing to be defined by what you have. The truth is that unless you were born into money, struggle comes before success. You have to struggle, you have to grind in order to become successful. Take a minute and look around you. We live in a world where the quiet soldiers are often the ones extremely overlooked. These are the ones who are battling life's adversity every single day, day in and day out, the struggling men. These are the men who don't make the headlines, yet they're the ones shaping the real stories, the stories of grit, resilience, and determination. Their stories and contributions are not highlighted, yet they're the ones keeping society as we know it afloat. Now let me go ahead and define exactly who I'm talking about here, because when I say struggle, men, I'm not just talking about the ones who have financial struggles. I'm talking about men who are also dealing with life's challenges. Men who are out there day after day after day wrestling with their circumstances. Men who are determined to turn things around. Men who work damn hard and strive for success. When I say struggling men, I'm talking about the men who are striving every day to achieve something, even though the world is pushing back and making it damn near impossible for them to do so. That's the real definition of struggling. Now, I'm about to go ahead and rip apart some misconceptions here. Number one, struggling men are losers. I hear this a lot, and this opinion is absolutely ludicrous. A man shouldn't be defined by his struggles, but more so about how he handles them. Struggling men are warriors. They're fighters. They have grit. They're survivors. Every man will face struggle. There's no way around it. It's the way he battles through them that defines him. These men aren't just rolling with the punches. They're counterpunching. They don't shy away from the struggle. They meet it head on. It's through that struggle that they forge their true character. So instead of just writing them off, we should be respecting their courage to endure. Number two, struggling men can't provide. More than likely, a struggling man won't be able to buy you the world, but he can damn sure provide you something much more valuable. He provides commitment, loyalty, and most importantly, he provides effort. I think the problem lies more in the woman who wants the world rather than the man's ability to provide it. Number three, struggling men lack ambition. Here's a reality check. Most struggling men are some of the most ambitious people and men you will ever meet. They have dreams, goals, and they're working their asses off to reach them. They've set their sights high, and they're grinding daily to turn those dreams into reality. So what's the real deal with struggling men? They are the backbone and cornerstone of our society. They're the ones who understand what hard work and commitment truly mean. Usually overlooked, they're the ones who have mastered the grind. And through their trials and tribulations, they've come to know the true price of commitment. True value is not in the bank account. It's in the soul of the man. It's about resilience, about the ability to face adversity with determination. This is why you can have two men that have the same equal amount of wealth, but with different backgrounds, and they'll have completely different mindsets when it comes to that money. It's not the money that makes them different. It's the mindset that their backgrounds yield. You'll notice a stark difference between the mindset of a man who was born into money versus one that had to work hard to get his. See, the man who had to work hard to get his typically remembers the struggle that it took to get there and what he had to go through, so it makes him more humble. There's a deep appreciation that's damn near impossible for the man who was born into money to possess. So the next time you encounter a man who's quote-unquote struggling with life's battles, just don't write him off. Look closer and recognize his journey and salute his determination, because it's taken him a hell of a lot to accomplish his dreams. So with that being said, until the next video, I'll see you guys later.
So you see the essence of authentic pride coming from Olivia Alexa. She's very poised, very feminine, very understanding, very knowledgeable, very wise, you know, very calculated in what, in her approach and what she says. Now, I'm not here to debate if she's a chameleon or not, because some women are great actresses, but I will say it, whether she's acting or not, or if she's acting, she's very good at it. If she's not acting, then she's pretty much up to par, and this is what men really want out of a woman, okay? She has a profound understanding, and she's the epitome of what a man ideally would want from a woman, okay? So look her up. She's very wise. I like her videos and things of that sort. Now, I also want to read a post that I made regarding Steve Harvey's relationship and how it pertains to hubristic pride. So this is what I wrote under his book caption, "Act Like a Lady and Think Like a Man, what men really think about love, relationships, intimacy, and commitment." And during the time of when his book came out, it was the number one New York Times bestseller. But I made this post on my Facebook, and I said, "This simpleton taught ladies wrong with this act like a lady and think like a man mentality. And now he's the butt of his own joke. The act like a lady and think like a man mentality is practicing the 48 laws of power, which is Machiavellianism and dark psychology, witchcraft. Moreover, rumor has that his wife Marjorie is having an affair with his supposed best friend, who is his bodyguard and is an ex-pimp. His wife has a history of dating bad boy prototypes. And to make matters worse, Steve was chasing her for years, since he first started off in comedy and she never gave him the time of the day, and allegedly even while he was married. Many years later," I also put in parentheses, "many mileages later, after she got a divorce from one of her past hubbies, she then decided to marry Steve after his success. Fast forward to today, they might be getting a divorce due to infidelity. And guess what? She might even be getting paid for what she did. You see, society rewards a lot of westernized ladies for their unrighteous and unruly behaviors at any cost, especially at the expense of a man. So, fellas, remember, if she wasn't there with you when you were struggling, then you don't give her an option to be there while you are celebrating. To practice righteous magic, which combats the 48 laws of power, watch my video called The 48 Laws of Reversal Part 1 below. So I posted my link there. You can go to my page on on Facebook, and my name is Adrian Duerson, and you can see what I did, or what I posted rather, excuse me. And this was some of my feedback. One guy, he said, "What the funny fuck, Steve, about robbing the stupid to give to his pockets?" And I'm not really sure what he was trying to say. I don't know. I put, when it comes to relationships, Steve needs to be quiet. His fashion and his inspirational messages are up to par. I give credit when it's due. But relationships and marriages, he can't speak on that too much. He doesn't know what he is talking about. Simps and gullible people like Steve when it comes to those things. That's what I put. But then this is what I got from other people in my inbox on Instagram. So one girl, she talked about how she really liked the book, and she talked about how it was a good read. And then the next minute she was saying that she didn't agree with the book, and that she doesn't necessarily agree with Steve Harvey's ideology, but you said you liked the book and it was a good read. So to me, she was kind of riding the fence a little bit, and then we kind of got into a back and forth about struggling and how she would only date men that are already well off versus a man that's struggling. And you already know my take on that. I'm completely behind Olivia Alexa when it comes to struggling men, because that was my whole point. I was like, if a woman is not down with you while you're struggling, it's best for you not to even be with that woman, because you don't know if she's going to stay with you. A lot of women love to come and show up to the party when it's time to celebrate. But if you ain't down during the good, bad, and the ugly, then why should you be down here with me with my resources and my riches? So, and that's another thing. That's another reason why modern women are full of hubristic pride. They feel so entitled to your wealth, like they wasn't even there. You wasn't in the gym with me 10,000 hours making 10,000 shots. You wasn't in the dojo helping me, cheering me on when I was practicing my kick 10,000 times. You know, now you want to come, you feel entitled to show up when I got the bottles popping. And chocolates over here, champagne over there. Nah, you're not invited. But a lot of men, they forget that, because then they're so caught up in their success, and they feel good about being successful. So now they invite snakes in the garden that you wouldn't even know that's a snake, because you're so engulfed with yourself now and your riches or your success. That now you just invite. You gotta be careful. You still gotta be a calculated man when you're dealing with modern women, because they will take you for everything you got. And that's what Marjorie is trying to do. She has a history of doing that. Steve has a net worth fortune of over $400 million. She wants half of that if they do get a divorce. So that's what the rumor is. And then the other rumor is the fact that a close anonymous source said that Steve is on a down low. That's how he was able to get all those or accumulate all that, the mass of money that he has and the great fame and success that he has. And that he is actually, she's actually having an affair with the bodyguard, even though he did come out publicly saying that that's not true. he's saying that to save face, pretty much. So that is my take on that. That's women that are full of hubristic pride. And her daughter, which is Lori Harvey, she's on her cock carousel as well. She always, she's with different men. She's known for dating Diddy and the son. And she's, the apple don't fall too far from the tree. You know what I'm saying? So she's dating a lot of men. She's pretty much doing what her mom's doing. You know what I'm saying? So these type of women are full of hubristic pride. We don't have a lot of women like the Crimson Cure, Betty Sabazz, or Coretta Scott Kings. Those are the women that are full of authentic pride. And even Olivia Alexa, okay, of course, her too. But going back to what I'm saying about these comments that I received from people. It was another woman. She had mentioned, what did she say? Let me go to the... she said, I do agree with your last sentence about if the person isn't there during your struggle. I think that's what she meant to say, because she said during yourself. Then they shouldn't have the option to not, or have the option to be there and choose what they want whenever it's over. So yeah, so she put, wow, that's deep, and that makes sense. That was another woman, that's what she said. And then another woman said, well, he needs to check on his home life. That's another woman, that's what she said. And those were the comments that I got, or that I received from these women that were, that saw my post and they wanted to make their comment, or if it was a man, he made his comment as well. So, but like I said, that is what we have when it comes to modern women. Because modern women, my bad, y'all, I'm a little bit distracted right now. Okay, so a lot of modern women are full of hubristic pride, okay? They don't want to admit that they're wrong about a lot of things, and they are wrong in many regards when it comes to their behavior, when it comes to how they act, and because of what they spew out their mouth. So I would just advise men to stay on your purpose, you know, stay hyper vigilant and focus on yourself, you know, hold out on dating westernized women. Don't give them the time of the day. Make sure you're focused. Make sure give a woman, unless there's a woman that you happen to meet and she is in America, give her the time of the day. If she's feminine, she proves to you that you're not trying to chase her and all that. If it's a natural, organic, you building with her, like as far as like connecting with her, then go ahead and do that. Otherwise, I would say just wait, men. Go overseas, get your passport, because a lot of these modern women, for the most part, they're so superficial, materialistic, and they have this self-aggrandizing way of thinking of themselves, and they're so self-obsessed and so self absorbed that they can't see past their own self. So again, that's my spiel, guys. I want to make sure that you guys are, you know, out here thinking for yourself. Don't go by what society is telling you to think. You have a brain for a reason. You have a way of thinking critically if you use your brain. So having said that, make sure you guys follow me on all my social medias. Adrian_XMyot is my Instagram. My social media for YouTube is Adrian X Maya Enlightenment, where I talk about history, pop culture, current events, spirituality, and etc. So check me out on there. I recently came out with a video called What is a Woman? So go ahead and check that out. If you want to hit that Cash App, it's $ADD1989. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's Adrian X Mayotte again. And if you want to follow me on my other YouTube channel, it's Adrian X Fitness and Meditation, where I do weightlifting, calisthenics, and meditation. And you can check me out on there. So you follow me, I'll follow you back. And I love y'all from the bottom of my heart. I appreciate everybody that tuned in. And I hope you guys were able to gain something from this segment, this broadcast / podcast. And until next time, I see you. Peace.